G. Aviation to industrialize ceramic matrix composites. Composite materials are all the rage these days. There are composite 3D printers, composite inspection training courses, even the automotive industry is getting in on the action. The reasons are obvious: composite materials can be stronger, lighter or less expensive than traditional materials. Of particular interest to the aerospace industry, one of the largest consumers of composite materials, are ceramic matrix composites, SMCs. These consist of ceramic fibers embedded in a ceramic matrix and are designed to be more resistant to cracking caused by mechanical stress compared to traditional ceramics, like aluminium nitride. According to GE Aviation, the amount of SMC raw material used by the company will be approximately 20 times greater this year than it was in 2007. That's why GE Aviation is focusing on industrializing SMC production, and it's doing so here in the US. By 2020, the company expects to have more than 750 US employees dedicated to SMC manufacturing. In the last 10 years, GE Aviation has spent more than $1.5 billion bringing its SMC technology to market. In addition to the GE Global Research Center in Niskayuna, New York, this investment includes 4 production facilities. A SMC laboratory at its headquarters in Evandale, Ohio to develop SMC production designs. A low-rate production facility in Newark, Delaware. For SMC raw material and components. A full-rate production facility in Asheville, North Carolina, to mass-produce SMCs, including the static turbine shrouds flying in SVEM-LEAP engines. Now, GE Aviation is constructing the last significant piece of its SMC's industrialization puzzle, a full-rate production raw material facility in Huntsville, Alabama. Once operational, the Huntsville facility is expected to produce up to 20 metric tons, 20,000 kilograms, of SMC material a year. For reference, one SVEM-LEAP engine uses approximately 1 kilogram of SMC material. The company is reportedly investing more than $200 million to construct 2 factories on 100 acres in Huntsville. One plant will mass-produce silicon carbide, SiC, ceramic fiber, the first high-volume production operation in the United States. Supported by $21.9 million in funding from the U.S. Air Force Research Lab Title III office, the plant is intended to dramatically increase U.S. capability to produce SiC ceramic fiber, which is capable of withstanding temperatures of 2,400 degrees Fahrenheit. The adjacent GE factory on the same campus will use the SiC ceramic fiber to make unidirectional SMC prepreg necessary to fabricate the SMC components. "We continue to make great progress," said Huntsville site leader John Lyford. The engineering and construction teams are on track to start placing process equipment by October. The SMC prepreg facility commissioning will be complete in the summer of 2018. The SMC fiber facility commissioning remains targeted for the spring of 2019. The only other large-scale SiC ceramic fiber factory is operated by NGS Advanced Fibers Company in Toyama, Japan. Formed in 2012, NGS is a joint company of Nippon Carbon, GE and Safran of France. The US SiC fiber plant will license fiber-producing technology from NGS. For more information, visit the GE Aviation website.